to Film Friday on Beacon. Your chance in just a moment to win tickets to Cineworld in Shrewsbury and Wensfield. I'm with Simon Square, our resident end of the week geek.
And this week, James and I have been to see London Boulevard.
I'm not going back inside, Billy. Ever. For no one.
And don't get caught.
I might have a job for you. Are you handy?
What, with hammers and such?
You've seen her in films.
They're outside my house all the time.
The paparazzi.
Sometimes they come over the walls.
Could you get someone off the property if you needed to? Could you help look after me?
So Colin Farrell's character comes out of jail. He's been there for 3 years and he has a decision of whether he wants to carry on with his gangster lifestyle or start a new life. And he kind of takes the latter, but his old life kind of pulls him back. He gets a job looking after a Hollywood actress, but again, his past continues to haunt him and it's his fight to whether he carries on with the good or goes with the bad.
What did you make of it?
Yeah, I really liked it. It's written and directed by the same man who wrote The Departed, and you can tell that from the off. I mean, it's got a very 1960s sort of vibe. We both said, didn't we, that it's like, yep, Get Carter.
There's a specific scene in there which I won't spoil, where with Colin Farrell, and it did remind me of Get Carter, which I'm a massive fan of.
It had the whole vibe as well. I think a lot of the music was a lot of 1960s. You got Box Tops, Bob Dylan, stuff like that.
Give me a ticket for an aeroplane, ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter.
It had that, even like the title sequence, I thought at the beginning had a very 1960s vibe, and I loved that. I think that added to the whole kind of vibe of the film. It's graphic, it's violent, but that's kind of what you expect from a gangster film. I think Colin Farrell in particular was very good. I actually really like Colin Farrell, even from his films like Alexander. I think I'm one of the few people who actually quite liked that. In fact, it's got a great British cast. You've got Ben Chaplin, you've got David Wallace, you've got the guy from the Kumars, I can't think of his name, he was in Goodness Gracious Me. He's very good in it. He's a bit of light comic relief for what can be a very tense film at times.
Let's set a question. Your chance to win tickets to Cineworld in Shrewsbury and Wensfield. What's the question we're going to ask, please, Simon?
Okay, so in this film, Colin Farrell plays a London gangster, but where is he originally from?
Okay, so what country is Colin Farrell originally from? What's his home country? Text the answer along with your name and your location, where you're from, to 87867. Start your message with the word beacon. Text costs your standard network rate, and I'll close the text lines in 10 minutes from now. That question once again though, Simon.
Colin Farrell plays a London gangster, but what is his nationality?
Text your name, where you're from, and your answer to 87867. Put beacon at the start of your message, and I'll close the text lines in 10 minutes from now. Thanks, Simon.
Thank you, James.